Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
Hey, this is Junior, and I have a long-standing relationship with the American Red Cross to get the word out about blood donation within the African-American community, letting people know how important community donations are to our well-being. 1 in 3 African-American blood donors are a match for patients with sickle cell disease. As someone who suffers from sickle cell, I know that finding blood is a matter of life and death. Blood donations save lives, and I'm living proof. Donate blood at Red Cross to help save a life. Black excellence is in our blood. Visit redcrossblood.org/ourblood to make an appointment now.
Today's show is pre-recorded.
Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better act somebody.
Hat on, suit on,
looking like a dapper don,
giving a microphone,
dressed like a $1 million bucks,
diamond things in his cuffs.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Listening to me,
put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. You're listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey got a radio show. You know, this week I just been on it. So today is no different. I'm telling you, I've just reinvigorated myself. I'm more determined to share the principles of success. I'm more determined to help and guide and teach as many people as I can the things that I've learned. And I mean, man, I've been through it. I have really been through it. I kid you not. You know, I used to say, okay, God, you know, why is all this happening to me? But as I've gotten older, I understand that was the ingredients. I needed the ingredients to be this cake. I needed all those ingredients stirred up. I need all of that different flavors, the stuff that I didn't think tastes so good. all that stuff had to come into the bowl in order for me to get to where I am today. As much as I did not like the taste of the ingredients, little did I know God was making this cake, not me. But what he did was, and you've heard the old saying, God could turn lemons into lemonade. Well, that's what he was doing. Now, at the time, it all had a little funky lemonade, lemony flavor to it with some other stuff in it, too. I didn't care for it, but little did I know that I needed everything that happened to me to happen to me in the exact order that it happened, in the exact array of things that happened, for me to have the knowledge I have today, the experience, the attitude, so I could turn around and share that information. Okay, got that out the way? This is what I want to give to you today. I want you to understand something, that discipline determines your destiny, not your desire. Discipline determines your destiny, not your desire. You've heard me say this how many times on the show? Okay, here we go again, Steve. I got it. Faith without works is dead. But let me tell you something. To be a hard worker, you got to be disciplined. That's one of the hardest lessons I'm trying to get through to my sons. You're going to throw yourself down a cliff if you're not a young man or a man that possesses discipline. Because they got something for undisciplined people. They got some street laws for undisciplined people, and they got some federal laws and state laws for undisciplined people. So that's why them signs is outside on the freeway. We're going to let you go fast, but 70 is the limit. 70 fast enough, really. If you're disciplined enough of a person to leave your house at the time you're supposed to leave your house, 70 miles per hour is absolutely enough. But if you're an undisciplined person, if you don't have the wherewithal to leave your house on time, to get ready to go where you want to go, see, the desire is where you want to go. The discipline is how you get there. You understand? You can want to go to see your family in California all you want, but the flight leaves at 1:18. You leave your house at 12:30. They told you you must check in 1 hour before your flight. Now, if you ain't got the discipline to get to the airport to check in 1 hour before your flight, leaving your house 45 minutes before the flight departs, what you think gonna happen? Your desire to go see your family in L.A. is going to be thwarted because you lack the discipline to prepare yourself and get yourself ready to do the things that you have to do to make your desires come true. I'm telling you, discipline determines your destiny, not your desire. You can write down a list of stuff you want to do all day, but if you don't produce and show the discipline necessary to get there, what you think gonna happen? Huh? Okay, I want to be rich. Okay, I want to make $400,000 a year. Okay, I want to be the best player that there is. Okay, but you don't want practice. See, the cat that's disciplined enough to show up at practice, that's shooting jumpers when everybody going home, that's the guy that's going to be the best. The guy that's never late for practice, the guy that studied the playbook, that's the guy that's going to make it. Not the guy that's talking crack. I'm talking that smack. I'm going to make the Pro Bowl. I'm going to make the All-Star team. I'm going to be All-American. That's just what you're saying. But discipline determines your destiny, not your desire. So now let's talk about this discipline. What is that really, Steve? That's your work ethic. That's your hunger. That's your will. Discipline is how hard you're willing to demonstrate the attributes and the traits to be what you want to be. Did you hear me? It is your willingness to conduct yourself in a manner that is above and beyond what they say is necessary. Now, this is a good example right here. Now, you can want to be in the NFL all you want, but they got this thing called the NFL Combines, where they bring in some of the top players at every position to come in, and they're going to run a 40-yard dash. They're going to do a standing broad jump. They're going to do a standing vertical leap. They're going to do drills. running drills, cutting drills. They can determine if a linebacker got stiff hips by making him backpedal, point him in one direction, and throw the football in another direction. How does he turn his body? Now, you can say, you can tell everybody at your college you won't play pro football. You can tell everybody at your high school. You can tell them in Pee Wee you won't play pro football. But they got tests for you, though. It's called the combines. Now, you get out here and you have a bad combine day, ain't nobody trying to hit that. Let me tell you how excuses don't work with people when they just trying to get, when they trying to win. In the NFL, the fact that you had a bad day at the combine and you don't run your best 40s and you keep telling them you could do better, they don't want to hear that. Because, see, what ain't nobody going to pay you for is to play on Sunday, and that's one of your bad days. We paying you to play on Sundays. But because you keep having these bad days, because you ain't disciplined enough to put in the work to make sure that your maximum can be called upon at any time. Now, you at the combine with some slow times, that go on your record. You at the combine, you don't jump as high as you did when you was at the gym class. Well, hold up, man. This is show day. Now, in the NFL, Sunday is show day. What they can't run the risk of is paying you your money and your bad day happened to be on Sundays after we done cut your check. No, no, no. We looking for people who limit them bad days, who got the discipline to work hard, to make an effort for it. You understand what I'm saying to you folks? Please understand this. Discipline determines your destiny, not your desire. You can want it all you want, but if you ain't working, if you ain't grinding, if you ain't hurting, if you ain't sweating real bad, if you always somewhere got to chill, you got to have a cold one. You got to smoke one. You got to do all them things. Can I tell you something? You ain't going to make it. Discipline determines your destiny, not your desire.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You know, it's so important to have representation in media. I remember growing up in Chicago, I was heavily influenced by the beautiful voices on the radio. Well, the next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black stories, Black truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. And NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts.
Wake up, wake up, wake up. It is the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Wake up, wake up. Give yourself that stretch, that morning yawning. It is the Steve Harvey Morning Show on a good, beautiful Wednesday morning. You know, yesterday was Tommy Tuesday, but this is Wednesday, and I don't know what I can put with Wednesday. Maybe I can say wake up for Wacky Wednesday. Yeah, that worked right there. Ooh. Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up for Wacky Wednesday. Yeah. There it is. All right, and I can't be wacky without my wacky friends. So here they come. That is Carla Farrell, Mississippi Monica, a junior boy, Shirley Strawberry. Wake up, wake up, wake up. How is the crew doing this morning? Everybody good?
Yes, sir. Everybody's morning. Good.
Wow. Happy Wacky Wednesday to you, too.
Wow. We fine, Tommy. We fine.
We fine. Now, you could just say Wednesday because, you know, you got a lot with your W's. Just say Wednesday.
You ain't got, okay. Oh, you don't want the, so you don't want the wacky quit it. Is that what you say?
When you say it's already wacky, we don't even know.
Right.
Yeah. Wacky Wednesday.
Yeah, it's already wacky. What was your lesson you had to do when you had to do your W's? What was the lesson?
W class.
Let me see. Whether the weather be cold or whether the weather be hot. Whatever the weather, we in this together. Whether we like it or not. Boy, I'm cold.
Epic fail. Epic fail.
Not I'm cold, though.
Needless to say, you didn't pass that class.
Clearly. I know he didn't pass. He's still doing it.
I quit going to that class. I dropped out of that. That W class, I let it go. But I was only trying to help myself because I was dating this girl named Juanda Williams.
Oh,
I was
the Williams family. I remember that.
Oh, man.
That didn't go
Daddy
well,
name
did
was Willie. It was a lot going on. It was a lot.
I think the mom was Juanita.
Mama name was Juanita.
And I walked in. That's a J.
That's a J. You.
And I said, well, the Williams family.
Tommy, this has been going on for years, though.
All my life. Well, the William fan. Mr. Willie, how you doing? Miss Juanita, whoo, how you doing?
Did they and like her brother, you? They were they upset?
Not like me at all. Her brother Wilbur came in. And,
wow. Everybody.
What was Wilbur talking about?
Wilbur used to work at Woolworth and Woolco.
Back in the day.
But that was back in the day. Now he working at Walmart. I said, boy.
He ain't progressed at all.
Yeah, that wasn't a good match. I'm glad you guys broke up. You and Wanda.
Juanita.
You married a Jackie. Thank God you can say that.
It worked for me. It worked for me. Jack and I. Well,
that worked.
Top of the morning. Right. Let's be stupid today, Junior.
All right, dog. Turn it on.
All right, coming up at 32 minutes after the hour, the nephew will run that prank back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, it is time for the nephew to run that prank back. What you got for us, Neff?
Well, we're gonna run it back from yesterday, Shirley. This right here is Super Bowl trip. Super Bowl trip. You understand? The big game is coming up. It'll be here on this Sunday. And this ties right on in with it. Super Bowl trip. Some of y'all taking them, some of y'all aren't taking them, but for those of you are, you men whose ladies are going out of town this weekend, you might want to take a listen. Let's go, Cat.
Hello? Hello, I'm trying to reach a Martina, please. Oh, she's not in right at the moment. Can I take a message or something I can help you with?
Actually, I'm giving a call to make sure I'm double-checking on confirmation for Mr. and Mrs.
No, man, no. That may be a mistake because she's going by herself. I'm not going, so that should be Ms. That's all.
Oh, okay. All right, well, I tell you what, we have her scheduled. We wanted to make sure we gave the confirmation. And, you know, with a big weekend like this, we're double-checking and making sure everybody's actually coming and getting their grooms because, you know, you're subject to get charged for it. And we definitely have the honeymoon suite waiting on her.
Oh, honeymoon suite? Man, we've been married 17 years. What you talking about, honeymoon suite?
Well, we got you.
You say Mr. and Mrs. What's the name on that?
Miss Martina, is that right?
Yeah, that's my wife, yeah.
All right, and we've got Tony as well.
Who the is Tony? My name is Vernon.
Say what now?
My name is Vernon. Who the hell is Tony?
Sir, wow. I
think y'all got the wrong one. I think y'all got the wrong one, man.
Okay, did you guys make reservations here at the hotel and for the Super Bowl weekend?
My wife is going this weekend to be with her sick auntie. That's what she told me. Now, I don't know nothing about no and those, but you know what? Yeah, keep talking to me. Yeah, okay, player, keep talking to me because this is getting real interesting right here. She's coming to
I have Mr. and Mrs. Martina and Tony are coming. We have the honeymoon suite here for the Super Bowl weekend. Checking in tomorrow and checking out on Monday.
Oh, no. You know what? This is the right here because, see, like I said, she told me she was going to see her sick auntie, and I told her, cool, I paid for the damn ticket myself. I got my tax return back, and I paid for it my damn self so she can go out there. And you telling me this half of the made reservations and
sir,
I mean, what the hell? No,
Victor, what's your name again?
My name is Vernon.
Okay, Mr. Vernon, sir. I first of all, I do apologize. I'm just a, you know, I'm a clerk here in the reservations, and basically they just got us calling because it's a big weekend, and you know, if you don't come in, your card will definitely get charged.
Man,
so they got us double check.
You know what? Well, y'all better not charge nothing to my card. Don't charge. Matter of fact, I want to cancel this reservation. She can and fall back in it. As far as I'm concerned, this is the. Let her walk up in here right now. Let her walk up in here right now because see, this is
okay,
crazy.
Sir, let's slow down a minute. Let's slow down. Maybe there's just a mistake here. I mean,
no, man. The honeymoon suite at the. No wonder she told. No wonder I'm like she told me she needed $200 for damn hotel. I mean, for the hotel room.
Yeah. Well, actually, it's well, they must be splitting in here. It's about $400 a night for this room.
Excuse me? She didn't pay that much for my damn wedding ring.
Wow. Okay. Well, I tell you what, sir. Is there any way I can call back and speak to Martina so I can?
I never in life call back to this. Okay. Because see, if you call back here talking about this. Because, see, I don't even normally answer this phone, okay? This is her phone. She went to go run an errand for me. And, but don't you never call this phone back again because, see, she ain't coming to not this lifetime, she's not. But, I, you know what? I want to thank you, though. I appreciate you letting me in on what's up. Yeah, knew it.
Okay. Mr. Vernon, can you slow down some, man? Hang on, okay? Now, listen, what I have to do is I have to talk to the person that made the reservation in order to cancel it.
No, but you can talk
definitely
to me.
Need to speak to
you can cancel this right now.
But I need to hear that from Miss Martina
okay.
That it's canceled.
Trust me, when she get back, she's going to be able to talk to you. You can cancel it now. I'm telling you now, cancel it. It ain't going to be no honeymoon, okay? We've been married for 17 years. We got 4 kids. And I'm sitting back here, cancel it now. I'm telling you to cancel
it. I cannot cancel it without speaking to her.
I tell you what, your best bet is to cancel that because if you put a charge on it, I'm going to drive to and find your. What's your name?
Excuse me?
What's your name?
I'm Brian, sir.
Brian, if there's one charge on my credit card, I will find you.
Okay, sir. Well,
I'm
let me
Mr. find
Brian,
you.
Do you have Tony's number where I can call him and maybe?
Man, you know what? You know what? I'm gonna have Tony's number in a minute because I got her phone. I'm just gonna go through it and find it because this is some, and she's gonna be living with Tony. So if you call back here, you're not gonna get her because she's gonna be over there with that.
Okay, sir. Now there's one more person that's scheduled on the room.
What? One more person? What are they doing? A threesome?
I'm not sure. Now I've got another person on scheduled on here.
This can't get no worse. Come on with it.
You want the name of the other person?
I want the name. Yes. Come on with it. You told me everything else.
Okay. I got somebody named Nephew Tommy.
Excuse me.
Hey man.
Get the out of here.
Vernon, this is Nephew Tommy, man, from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your wife got me to prank phone call you.
I'm going to I'm going to DNA out there.
The DNA out of
this is. Hey, man. Okay, that's who she's been talking to on the phone. Yo. All right. Okay. Yeah, you got me.
Hey, Vernon, I got to ask you, what is the baddest, and I'm talking about the baddest, man, radio show in the land?
Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Certified stupid. That's what I call it.
Yeah.
Certified.
Too much.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, certified. Yeah.
Straight certified, baby. If you're going to be stupid,
playing.
Ain't no sense in being it.
No.
Don't be half stupid if you're going to
no,
do
all
something.
The way.
Be all the
go
way
all
with
way.
It.
Yeah.
Go
mm-hmm.
all the way.
That's
all
the key.
You know.
Yeah.
I don't believe in being in the middle of stupid. Go all the way to the end if you're going to do
get
something.
Get in there. Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to be stupid in Fort Wayne, Indiana, this coming Friday night, February 10th. That's my oldest boy's birthday. Happy birthday. Happy coming birthday, Trey. That's Thomas W. Miles III. That's my boy. Uh-huh.
Aw, okay.
My grandmama say that's that oldest boy here. That's that oldest boy. That's my oldest. That oldest boy of mine. Life Jennings and Nephew Tommy and friends, we will be getting it on Embassy Theater February 10th. That is this Friday. Tickets are on sale at all Ticketmaster outlets, and you probably can get them at the box office. Fort Wayne, Indiana, here we come. We will be at the Embassy Theater. Yeah, the nephew going to be in town. All right?
All right, nephew. Thank you. Coming up next, it is Ask the Riddler. That is Ready to Love Officer and Junior. That's coming up right after this.
Well, I'm doing too much. I don't get paid like this here.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour in entertainment news, President Biden delivered his historic State of the Union address for the first time before a divided Congress, and Beyonce's Beehive is buzzing over ticket sales as we have a very special movie announcement. Oh, we have a very special movie announcement today. You don't want to miss this, okay? You don't. But right now, it is time to ask the Riddler and Junior. Here we go. Dynasty. Uh-oh. Dynasty in Charlotte. That is her name. I love it. Dynasty. Dynasty writes, I'm 32 and my boyfriend is 47. He wants to get married and have a child right away. When we met, I had just gone through a crazy divorce and I told him I wanted to just date for a while. Now he's pressuring me. How do I slow him down?
Ooh. No, I've never seen it on the flip-flop where a man is rushing and his biological clock is ticking. What's that? I don't get that part.
You all don't have clocks, do you?
No, we don't have.
I don't know.
I don't know, Shirley. I'm 55 now. You got a clock. Oh, you got a clock. You might
you
not want to look
have
at
a
it,
child.
But you got a clock.
But you can still have a child if you wanted to. Yeah. No,
you can still. Yeah, you can still have a child. So, I mean, he's rushing it. I think, baby, you just got to have a conversation with him and say, look, I just got out of this. We got to slow it down a little bit. Let's take our time and let's make sure we're doing the right thing. Are y'all married? Y'all ain't is he talking about getting married? He talking about having a baby?
Boyfriend.
We always putting the cart before the horse, right? Mm-hmm. So come on, let's slow down. If you want a baby from me, then you're going to marry me. Nah.
Well, he does want to get married and have a child right away. But he's just her boyfriend right now.
Okay, well, then you got to take your time. How long have we been boyfriend and girlfriend? And who got a girlfriend at 40-something? I mean, we got to figure this out. What we doing? Nobody had no girlfriend or no 47. That's your lady. That's your lady. We finna do something. Either we finna get engaged, be married. You got to put a ring on it.
There you go.
And that's
there
what the
go.
Beehive say. And I'm giving you info from the Beehive. Put a ring on it.
What you got, Junior?
You can't slow this man down. He's 47. He ain't got a lot of time. By the time this baby 18, he gonna be about 60-something years old. Ain't it? What we gonna be about 65? At least let him get in one game of catch. He ain't got a lot of time. He trying to get in like one trip to Disney World. Like he trying to do some stuff while he's still walking. He don't have a whole lot of time. You need to go ahead and get married and get this man this baby. Okay, he trying to see at least one basketball game his son can play in. He don't have a lot of time. Yeah, dog, he ain't got a lot of time. He want to say, that's my boy, why he still got a voice. That's what he want to do. He slow him down. He don't have
that part, Junior. Yes, that part.
You straight up. You the one with all the time. You 32.
Yeah. Moving on to Keela in Indianapolis. Keela writes, there are two things I hate, and that's a small man and a man that finishes too soon. I met a sexy man that has a six-pack and a lot of money, but he's lacking in other areas. Since a good man is hard to find, should I settle, Mr. Mediocre? Should I settle for Mr. Mediocre sex? Should I?
Listen, okay. If he a small man, he gonna be fast. Because what are we wasting this time for? All right? If you small, you're going to get this over with pretty quickly. You not ain't no sense in hanging around, splurging on something. Yeah, what we lingering for? We ain't got nothing. We ain't got nothing to linger with. You got to use you got to get this over with. You got to hurry up and hopefully she feel good in that 2-3 minutes. That by six, a good six, he can really perform. Now, after six, you really reaching now. But six about the cutoff time for a small. Now y'all
she said small. That's her word.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that ain't got nothing to do with me. You know, I don't know. I'm not in that category. Let me rephrase everything I said. Let me pull all that back. Retract that. Okay. I don't know what
you
a
can't
little
help.
Man.
You can't.
I can't help you with a little man. I got big man problems. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Junior. Okay, Junior. We'll move on to Junior then. Can you I'll just
tell you this. You know what? You know, I think she ungrateful myself. Now, listen, you're getting sex now. Okay, what are we talking about? I mean, so what is over? Just do it a bunch of times. That's all you got to do. Okay, it's Mr. Mediocre. You gonna mess around and meet Mr. No Sex in a minute. Just keep this right here. Let's just be grateful for what we have. Okay, we can't. Everybody can't get everything they want. I want a mansion. I ain't getting that. I'm in the apartment. What are you talking about? Yeah,
there.
Be grateful.
Be grateful for where you're at in life. You know, this is fine. You know, talk to him. You know, he got to work. He got a lot of money. He don't have a lot of time for sex. He got to go to work. This man got a lot of money. He got a six pack. Got to work on that. Now here you come wanting sex all the time. Come on, can't keep these abs and all these jobs and this money. If you want all this sex all the time, who you ungrateful? Oh, you just ungrateful. I mean, ain't nothing like even 2 minutes sex can feel like an hour for him.
Oh, for him now.
Yeah. Ooh, girl, that was great. I gotta go to work. Woo! That's 2 minutes. It sounds great. I don't see the problem here, girl. Just be grateful what we do have.
All right. Okay. She's ungrateful. All right. That's what we learned on that one. All right. Moving on to Nadia in Monroe. Nadia says, I met a guy online and we talked on the phone for a month before we actually met. We met face to face over the weekend and his breath almost killed me. Why would he show up on a date with bad breath? Do you think he doesn't know it's bad?
No, he don't know. Now you think he just showing up like that? He gonna show up butter clean, but breath is stank? Now he don't know it. But nobody, let me tell you something. This is the problem. Nobody tells a bad breath person that they got bad breath, and that's the problem. We all go around not saying. We tell everybody else, but we don't tell that person. You're going to have to get them a Listerine IV or something. You're going to have to do something for this man.
An IV? Well, how should she tell him?
It's because it's in that deep, Carla. When it's in that deep, you need a Listerine IV. You're going to have to tell him. You're going to have to tell him.
Well, you got to. It's not easy, though. What should she say? That's not easy.
Gargle with some Clorox. Tell him something. Just throw him off.
Dang.
Wow. Clorox.
Don't swallow it, but spit it out. But we're going to fix this. I want your gums white when I get to you.
Bleach them out. Junior, come on,
you
gotta Junior.
Say nothing. You can bring him a gift basket full of just Dr. Tishner's. You can get him some Listerine. Colgate in this basket. That's what you need to do. I'm going to tell you where you messed up at. You're spending too many days on that phone. You should have got down there in person earlier. You spent a whole month talking on this phone. Breath, you can't smell breath over the phone. No, you can't tell over the phone. You need to get down there in person. All this online dating. Day three, you should have been through with this. You should have said, let me see. Come here. Let me look at you. All these pictures. No, you can't get breath over the phone. But if you give him that gift basket, he'll get the idea. Just, you know, I just thought I'd put your little care package together and just give it to him. That's all.
And you think he's going to take the hint? You think he'll take the hint?
Well, if everything in there for your mouth, yeah, he should know.
He has no choice.
I ain't gave you no lotion in this basket. I gave you everything for your mouth. I ain't give you nothing for your feet. I gave you everything dealing with what? Your mouth. That's all.
All mouth products.
All of it.
Or hopefully
flossing here. You got everything.
Because some people, it's hard for them to take hints. That's why I said that.
Oh, man.
All right, we gotta go. Crazy. Thank you, Riddalo and Junior. Coming up, we got some entertainment news for you right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a concert coming to town that I just have to see. He's one of my favorite artists. I already have my tickets front row. I bought the tickets months in advance. I'm so excited. When you want the best, you have to act quickly or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Well, last night, President Biden gave his State of the Union address, and it was the first time since 2019 that the president and Congress were permitted to invite guests. It was also the first time Biden had to give the historic speech before a divided Congress since Republicans clinched control of the U.S. House in November's midterms. Biden took the credit for our economy. It is recovering, and he took credit for that. I'm glad he did. And he warned against embracing the agenda of his adversaries in the other party. And as for the president, the message is clear. He said, fighting for the sake of fighting, power for the sake of power, conflict for the sake of conflict gets us nowhere. The State of the Union address was attended by every member of the House and the Senate, all 9 Supreme Court justices, and most of the president's cabinet. So there you go. It was a good night.
Yeah, it was a good night. Watched it last night. We watched the State of the Union. The President Biden also talked about, you know, 12 million jobs. And I think that is the problem, that the Democrats are not getting the message out enough the good things that they're doing in this administration. He talked about, you know, how this country has emerged from a crisis, you know, from the pandemic. Improving on inflation. Congress needs to also pass. I think that this really needs to hit home due to the recent violence in Memphis, the beating death of Tyree Nichols. George Floyd Justice and Policing Act. Now, you know, the Democrats in the House in 2021 passed it, but it stalled in the Senate. So it needs to pass. This Senate needs to pass this Policing Act bill because it will hold police officers accountable. Accountability. Right. Take away that police brutality, the corruptness, the racial profiling, all of these things.
All of that.
This is a good thing. This George Floyd Justice and Policing Act. I don't know how this can't pass in the Senate. And Junior, we were talking about this too off air. Marjorie Taylor Greene, she yelled out, "The president is a liar." She tweeted it. Now she's
doing
something.
That?
Yes, during the State of the Union.
During his speech last night?
Yes.
Of course it's disrespectful, but you know, that's beyond the point when we're talking about her.
Right.
You know. Did you happen to see Mitt Romney when he walked in? He walked past Ron Santos, the lying senator, and he said something to him. Santos said something to Senator Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney looked like he wanted to punch him in his throat. I mean, he just looked at him with such utter disgust and just kept walking. He just kept walking.
George Santos.
Did I say Ron? I meant George.
George Santos.
But anyway,
just got some lies, don't he?
Yeah, he's just the lying senator. He just is.
He come up
and Mitt Romney was like, no.
How can this lady just scream out? See, we need somebody to scream back at your behind when you scream out like that. When you scream out at the president like that, you need somebody to be come back and tell me, shut your ass up. You ain't got, you know, we need somebody to come back.
Don't you remember they used to do it to Obama? They used to do it to President Obama.
Disrespectful.
Very much so.
Can this get passed? Do we have enough Democrats that's pulling together to get this passed?
The Senate is the issue. We hope so.
Right.
We hope so. Yeah. The president will sign it if it passes the Senate. We just got to get it done.
Yeah. All right. Well, moving on. As a follow-up to T.D. Jakes' 7 Deadly Sins, the series, you know, of the TV movies he's been doing, Lifetime is gearing up to prepare the next title in that series, and it is called Pride, a 7 Deadly Sins story. And it stars, check out the stars, Grammy Award winners Stephanie Mills and Erica Campbell from Mary Mary. Also actress Kia King. And we need a drum roll right here. We've got to have a drum roll right here. This is big, okay? This is big. Okay. It also stars, ladies and gentlemen, you hear the drum roll, Mr. Thomas, we call him affectionately Nephew Tommy, Mr. Thomas Miles.
Wait a minute, Nephew.
Boy, everywhere.
Yes. and Pride.
Oh, my God.
The man, Santa Pride, is, we're so happy, Tommy, and I want you to tell us about this, but the Santa Pride is put on display in this story. So just tell us about your role and what the movie's going to be about. Movie star.
I think all of us, and some of us maybe not, but most of us as parents who have issues with our children. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And we try to cover it up. We try to pay for it. We try to keep it under the rug. We try to do everything we can because of the pride of the family. We don't want this out. We don't want you to see this. And we try to take care of it. We try to keep it away. Even though we know it's going on, we act like it's not going on. And it is the pride that stops us from really taking care of the issue, and that's what this is all about. And guess who that so-called child is? It's your boy, Thomas Miles, nephew Tommy. It is
you.
I am the bad guy. I am the bad guy.
I'm giving
my mother pure hell, and it is the beautiful, beautiful Stephanie Mills. You do not want to miss it. It is Easter weekend, Saturday night on Lifetime. It is a Lifetime movie, and I'm excited, y'all. Yeah. Oh, my
Tommy,
God.
Congratulations. You're such a great actor, and we're so proud of you. You know we support you 100%. The movie premieres in April, like you said, on Lifetime, and we'll keep you posted. We'll keep you posted. All right, coming up, more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show. It is Black History Month. We'll have an encore of Junior's Black History poem right after this.
Encore!
Why?
Oh, the poet.
Because it was good. You remember this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, so Junior, remember first day of Black History Month, you did this fantastic poem for us. It was last week. Yeah. It posted on our Steve Harvey FM Instagram page, and it blew up. I mean, you know, we've received some emails from people that want to hear it again live. They loved it. So can you please...
Don't worry about that, y'all.
Please bless us again, Junior.
I am. First, let me say, this is about the equivalent of doing a movie like Tommy. This is the same thing to be asked.
Are you about to tear?
It's about the same thing as Pride. I'm just glad just glad y'all asked me. So therefore, I cannot deny the people what they want. Here it is again.
Oh, gosh.
Oh my gosh.
Drum roll.
Here we go. Okay, well go ahead, Dave. Do the drum roll.
You're feeling it.
We celebrate the people that fought for our civil rights. And shout out to the black man that invented the traffic light. We can straighten our hair before we leave home because a black woman invented the straightening comb. And my heart really starts to flutter when I think of that black man that invented peanut butter. And it was a black woman that invented the touch-tone phone so our grannies could gossip without leaving home. But wait, we also invented the thermostat. We got some cold and sensors. Now try to top that. These new lawmakers are some fools trying to take black history out of schools. It's Black History Month. Put some respect on it. The end. I swear to God, this is...
Boy! You poeting up in here today. You poeting.
I'm telling you, this is almost like getting a Grammy. I promise you. This is like my NAACP moment. I want to thank the whole Steve Harvey Nation for requesting to hear this again. I want to thank my mama, because without her, I couldn't be here. I mean, what she meant to me.
You having a Beyonce moment on
stage? Yes,
I want to thank all of Houston, Texas for all the support. And then I want to thank Atlanta, and I want to thank LA, and I want to thank New York, all the places I didn't been. I want to thank Philly. I want to thank the man that I saw in the car yesterday for no reason, just because he's there. I just want to thank everybody. And last but not least, I want to thank Uncle Steve for just giving me the opportunity just to be this raggedy poet that I am. And just, it's just too much. Oh, my
beautiful.
God, it's too much.
Beautiful, man. Beautiful. I'm proud
of
you, bro.
And last but not least, I got to thank my father on high. I got to give him credit.
Oh, the Lord.
Yeah.
No, my daddy was sitting in the high chair last week.
Coming up in 34 minutes after the hour, two legendary performers took to Instagram to set the record straight after the Grammys. We'll talk about it and Beyonce right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Well, Beyonce's upcoming Renaissance tour has the world the entire world. That's how big she is. She has the entire world in an uproar with everyone and their mama trying to buy tickets to see her. The Beehive has resorted to starting GoFundMe accounts to beg family, friends, and others to give them money to help them purchase tickets for this tour. The sad part is that even if they raise enough money, it still doesn't mean that they will be able to buy a ticket. The demand for Renaissance tour tickets has already exceeded 800% of tickets that are available. That's a lot, a lot. That is a lot going on right there.
That's
a frustrated Beehive fan tweeted, ticket prices range from $928 to as high as, get this figure, wrap your head around this figure, $16,000 for front floor tickets. That's a lot of money
That's crazy.
Rent has increased. Gas prices are on the rise. Cost of food is out of this world. We thought Beyonce concert tickets would be much cheaper than this. So there you go.
I got to take out a second loan to go see her. That's
you got to put your house up.
I got to put a lien on my mortgage. Oh, my God. Okay, Carla, you're our music guru. Tell me this. The most you paid for a concert?
It wasn't no $16,000. Let me see. No. You know, I would say maybe about $500. You know, $600 for some tickets. You know, some
is that
good
for
floor.
Two?
Yeah, for a pair of tickets, front row floor seats. I'm not gonna pay mortgage though. I'm not gonna give you a mortgage payment to go to a concert. It's just a lot of money. And you know, Ticketmaster has such a big disaster with the whole Taylor Swift tour launch and all kinds of stuff and scamming and people didn't get their tickets. So this is crazy.
What'd you say, Jim?
I just think we should do this. We should just do this. Just go ahead and agree to this. Everybody don't need to see Beyonce. Just get this out of here. Because there's some people that have no business going. Like if you live with your parents, you live with your mom and your daddy, you don't need to be going down there. You don't even got no business.
Why is that, Junior? Why is that?
Me tell me, you can pay me to be out there, but you can't pay rent to get your own space? You can't do
that.
Right,
yeah, yeah.
Like, exactly. You don't need to be going. Everybody not going to see B.
But back in the day when Michael Jackson was touring and Prince and Luther and all of them, these tickets were definitely not this high. Not at all.
I talked to Jesus. I talked to Jesus this morning. He said, ain't no way we doing this. We not doing this at all.
They're too high for Jesus.
He said, we're not doing this. I'm sorry. Well, we're not doing this. And I told Jackie what the Lord said.
Yeah, she said,
oh, I'm going to this concert.
Your wife. Yeah.
My wife said she's going.
And I'm going with her, so figure it out.
But you know what? In trying to just play devil's advocate, in a defense, you got to look at this. Look how high the Super Bowl is. Look how high the World Series is. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
These tickets,
I think tickets are out of control.
Yeah. But Tommy, since we're looking at that, look at this. A lot of people are saying she just made $24 million in Dubai.
Well, you can't. I know, but we can't count her pocket.
You know how
you don't count them football players' money when you go to Super Bowl and basketball players when you go to All Star. Y'all be right there with all that.
And when I leave Fort Wayne and Chuckles in Memphis, don't count my pocket. It's mine.
Secure my bag, right?
I'm sorry. These is $40 and $50 tickets, though. I'm just sorry. These are Tommy tickets.
Because of the surge of complaints and frustrations that the fans have had with Ticketmaster in the past, the Kinder Law Group opened a case against Ticketmaster, and they want to hear from Beehivers that have complaints. A Kinder Law rep tweeted, if you have any problems with buying a Beyonce ticket, we urge you to document what happened and contact us. We will ensure your legal rights as a consumer are protected. So there you go.
Nobody better not be sitting in nobody's seat if that is not your seat.
What? And words are said. Four and five.
Yeah. That'll get your ass whooped right there. You sitting in my $900 seat. That will get your butt whooped.
All right, coming up next, it is the nephew with the prank phone call right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at about 4 minutes after the hour, it's my strawberry letter for today. And the subject is, I'm just listening for my name. I don't know what that means, but we'll find out in just a bit. Wait till you hear this letter. But right now, it is time for the prank phone call with the nephew. Hey, Neff, what you got?
Hey, Neff. Neff up in here. Matter of fact, you know, since we made the announcement, it's going to be Thomas Miles today.
Oh, the actor, the thespian.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Yes. Thank you so much. But this right here is Baby Chick. I know y'all been hearing the price of eggs are high. And a lot of things going on with these eggs. People smuggling eggs. There's a lot going on. They selling them like dope dealer. Got that egg. Got that egg. I got that egg. You looking for that egg? I got that dozen. I got that dozen. I got them. I got brown eggs.
Top of the line.
Top of the line eggs. This right here is Baby Chick. Baby Chick. Let's go, cat dog.
Thank you for calling.
I'm trying to reach Warren, the manager. Is he in?
Hold for me 1 second, please.
This is Warren. Thank you for calling. May I help you?
Yeah, you are you the manager there?
Yes, sir.
Your name Warren?
Yes, sir. This is Warren.
Okay, I need to actually file a lawsuit on y'all, and I'm actually calling you first to let you know that I'm getting ready to file a lawsuit on the whole grocery store for what that happened to me.
Sir, let me get hold on a second. Sir, let me do this. What did you say your name was?
My name is Evans. Evans is my name.
So Evans is your last name. Let me write this down. And you came into my store. Did you have an accident in my store or something? I'm not exactly sure what you're calling about.
I ain't had no accident. What happened was I came in there yesterday and I bought a bunch of groceries and I bought a carton of eggs.
Right.
Now when I got home, I was checking to make sure the eggs didn't break on the way home. When I got home, it was a baby chick inside the egg carton, man. One of the eggs had hatched and got my kids traumatized. Now, they don't even want to eat breakfast or nothing around here because there's a baby chick inside the carton of eggs. That don't make no sense, man.
Sir, I don't mean to. So you telling me there was a chicken, a baby chicken, an actual chicken in the
egg? There was a baby chick inside the carton of eggs, man.
Okay.
And you got my kids traumatized, man. Don't nobody want to eat nothing.
Sir,
you got eggs
if you just calm,
no
if you
around here because.
Sir, if you just calm down for 1 second. Listen.
What I told y'all, put that chicken down in there. Put it down. It might have rabies. Say what, sir?
I don't even think that that's possible, first of all. If you had any idea how this thing comes from the farm to the store, they go over these eggs a countless number of times. And the temperature in the freezer, first of all, wouldn't even allow for a chicken to be alive. If you had a baby,
I don't know how this one got past the system, okay? But what I do know is we got a baby chick over here running around because y'all store ain't doing what y'all supposed to do, man. And now my kids are traumatized behind this.
When did you say you were in here, sir?
I was in there yesterday. I bought the eggs yesterday, man.
Down here at Elm Street?
Yes. I bought them at the grocery store. I sure did.
Okay. Let's do this. Why don't you bring the eggs in to me and the chick?
So now you want me to transport a baby chick back to the grocery store? Look, we already traumatized over here already behind this doggone baby chick, man.
I'm not exactly sure what you are trying to pull here, but I don't think that, first of all, anyone with common sense would tell you that that's not possible, first of all. You can't have a baby chick living in a dozen eggs. There is no possible way that the temperature in my freezers are right above freezing. Chickens are a fragile creature in the first place. You can't have a little bird is not going to survive the transport from the farm to the factory to my store.
I'm not going to go back and forth with you.
If you want to bring me a dozen eggs, bring the dozen eggs in. If you can catch the chick, catch the chick.
Hey, man, you're supposed to be the manager. You're not supposed to talk to me like this.
So I've been trying to tell you as politely as possible, if you want to bring in the 11 eggs and a chick, I will gladly refund your money, give you another carton of eggs, whatever you want to do. But I'm not going to sit here on the phone.
I'm going to file a lawsuit because y'all done traumatized me and my kids.
Sir, listen. All right, let's just bring this down. A lawsuit, sir, over
a dozen eggs.
A dozen eggs that got a baby chick in it, man.
So let me get your phone number and some information, and I will talk to my manager, and we will figure this thing out for you, because I just don't believe that this would be possible. I don't understand how you would have.
Let that chick go. Just leave him over there. Don't touch the chicken.
I just don't believe that this could possibly be happening. So this is it's unbelievable to me to even get this phone call.
Sir, I don't have time to go back and forth with you about how something happened. All I know is maybe it's a fluke accident, okay? But it happened. My kids are over here playing with a baby chick, and I'm traumatized. I don't even want to ever have breakfast ever again. And I'm going to make so I file a lawsuit on your show and your show.
Me? This has anything to do with me. I didn't do anything except come into work today. You understand what I'm saying? If you want to file a lawsuit,
okay,
file
I'm
going to
file a lawsuit. I'm filing a lawsuit on the grocery store, and I'm filing a lawsuit on the manager, Warren, which is your for giving me a hard time about what I'm telling you that happened.
And you ain't even got a hard time out of me yet. You understand what I'm saying? You want a hard time, come down here with those eggs.
I'm bringing the eggs down here, and I'm bringing that baby chick that back down there too. I'm bringing all of it.
Well, please, because I'd like to see it. How much did you pay for those eggs?
I paid about $2. It ain't about how much I paid for the eggs. It's what you have traumatized me.
Oh, yeah, because I'm going to give you just that much back in the when you get here. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I don't give a
I got times. I got customers out here in line, legitimate people want my attention, and not some jack on the telephone talking about some chicken and 11 eggs.
Okay, well, let me tell you this, too. Do you have a guy that works at the checkout named Tyron?
Yes.
Okay. Tyron got me to prank phone call you. This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Warren, your just got pranked.
What? You kidding me? Hey. Man. Look. Man, how do you even come up with chickens going through eggs, man? Man, I swear to God, I got people looking at me in this store like I'm crazy.
Hey, Warren, I got to ask you, man, what is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
Man, it's the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Your checkout guy, Tyron, he got you, man.
Yeah, I'm going to get his too. I'm going to put him back in produce. I'm going to take him off the register. How about this? I get him stacking eggs.
There you go.
Wouldn't that blow you away, though? If you open up a carton of eggs and got a chick, a little small chick in there, you know, wouldn't that, you know, that wouldn't get you?
Yeah. Are you kidding? Yes.
You
I was
play too much.
Yeah. Probably drop it, unfortunately. That would.
What y'all buy? Yeah. Y'all buy brown eggs or white eggs? What you want? Which one?
I'm brown. I buy my eggs the same color.
All right.
Okay, well, happy Black History Month.
Okay.
About these eggs. To the eggs.
Thank you.
I'm scrambling me an egg.
Yes.
All right, I said it earlier. I'm going to say it again. Get ready, Fort Wayne, Indiana. Fort Wayne, Indiana is going down Friday night. Nephew Tommy and friends going to be in the building. Tickets available at Ticketmaster. So get you a ticket. Get you a ticket, and I hope it ain't $900. I promise you it ain't $900. So come on out and hang out with your boy, Nephew Tommy and friends, along with the wonderful, the outstanding Life Jennings will be in the building. So come get your laugh on. It's a little bit of love, a little bit of laughter, and we're going to give you everything we got, all right?
Okay. Coming up next is the Strawberry Letter, the subject, I'm just listening for my name. All right, we'll get into that, find out what that's all about right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, It's true magic, because we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, it is time for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, or more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com by clicking Submit Strawberry Letter. That's all you have to do, and you could be reading your letter live on the air. Just like we're reading this one right here today, okay? And it could be yours. You never know. You never know.
All right. You never know. I never know when you're going to end. Your never knows keep stretching out each day. Buckle up and hold on tight.
They do.
Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the Strawberry Letter.
You never know when I'm going to stop saying you never know.
You can't know that.
We don't know.
Just follow me, though. Just follow me, though, dog. Just follow me. All right, here we go. Thank you, Nev. Subject, I'm just listening for my name. I'm just listening for my name. Dear Stephen Shirley, I've been married for 4 years to a great man that is hardworking and spiritual. I used to brag to all of my friends that my man is faithful because we have a lot of sex. He's overweight and he works all the time. It was so airheaded to think that. I never imagined that my less than handsome big belly man would step out on me. At the top of the year, he started working at night as an overnight security captain, and I was missing cuddling with him at night, so I started staying in bed all morning so we could cuddle when he gets home. The other morning, he showered and snuggled up next to me in bed for a quick. I know. As soon as we finished, he was knocked out. My husband is always, he always talks in his sleep, and I'm used to that. He usually mumbles my name, and I think it's so sweet, so I always listen for my name. But that morning, he said another lady's name. Then he mumbled, "Put it on me," and pretty yellow booty. I'm brown-skinned, so I know he was not talking about my booty. I shook him, and he turned over smiling, then went back to sleep. The next morning, he was very aggressive during sex, and it was not a quickie at all. Afterwards, he passed out, and I listened for my name while he talked in his sleep. He said a new woman's name, so I woke him up and asked him if he knew the woman he mentioned in his sleep. He said the names come from porn that he watches while he's at work. I told him women in porn do not have names. I am trying to figure out who would want his fat butt besides me. So could he be a cheater? Is it normal to watch porn like that? Or should I pop up at the hospital to see what he's up to? A lot of questions you ask, and you kind of already know the answer to these questions. You ask if could he be a cheater? Yes, he could be a cheater. Yes, he could. Is it normal to watch porn like that? You ask that too. Well, to that one, I don't know, because you didn't really say how much he watched. You just said that they don't say women's name in porn. Well, who's he talking about? Who are these women? Who is Pretty Yellow Booty? Do you guys talk when he's awake? I mean, do you get a chance to like ask him these questions then, or like you did this time, he just said they're porn women? That's when you can ask him about this stuff, when he's good and awake, not when he's about to fall asleep, or not when you guys are just intimate and he's tired and all of that. I mean, a lot of this, you know, he's not going to ever tell you the truth about it, so get that out of your mind if you think that's it. But if you do ask him when he's walking around or something, maybe some of this stuff can come to light. Like, who is this woman that he's talking about? You got to ask him at some point. And not until then will you at least get some kind of answers. He knows what he's doing. He does. And that he does seriously need to stop talking in his sleep. I just want to know who Miss Pretty Yellow Booty is. What is that? But you got to ask him to find out. You have to do that, okay? Corner him one day and try to find out what's going on with your man when he's talking in his sleep. If he's acting different, something is going on. You can believe that. Nephew?
Give me some of that booty! Yes! Yes, yes, give me some of that booty. Yes, 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 he's doing it, and he's calling out a lot of names, and he's not calling your name, and your name will not be called. And what you're not going to do, I don't understand. Ladies, what would make you think y'all can do it and then ask me some questions. I ain't got nothing to say after we get through. That's a wrap. I can't answer nothing. I'm out cold. I'm asleep. Don't ask me nothing. You act like can't nobody mess over you. Like that's just impossible. You are screw overable. You get that right? You are screw overable. Huh? Say it with me. I just wrote a new word. You are screw overable. It's possible.
Nobody's saying that adverb. You can't even say it. What is that new
screw
adverb?
Screw overable. You are screw overable.
So you're saying he is cheating and he's messing over her. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, fairly. And he's calling the names out. What you think? Mm-hmm. Yeah. It ain't your damn name. And the woman is light-skinned. It's not you. You're screw overable. Okay? But it happens to the best of them, okay? Halle Berry got screwed over. It's okay. Dr. Dre's wife got screwed. It goes on and on. Will Smith, Jada Pickett got that crazy thing going on. You are screw overable. It's possible. But quit acting like that. Now, let me tell you something. If you go down to that hospital, it's jumping off at the hospital.
All right? Where he works?
Everybody that's screaming ain't in pain at that hospital, okay? I just left that hospital. It can a lot go down in that hospital. I'm telling you, it's a couple of days. Me and Jackie shut that door. I'm just trying to tell you, it can go out. It can go down at the hospital. It goes down.
Over. Dang.
Okay. All right. Okay. The visual is a bit much. Okay. Picture me with a turtleneck on. Let me keep going though. But it is possible for it to go down, and it is going down at the hospital. And the big booty yellow girl is at the hospital. I'm just letting you know.
He said, "Pretty, not big."
If it's pretty, that means it's big. What is your time?
We'll have part two of the Strawberry Letter coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's subject, I'm just listening for my name. Junior, you are on deck and up next right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, it is time now to recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is, I'm just listening for my name. All right, this is written by a woman who's been married for 4 years. She said to a great man that is hardworking and spiritual, she said she used to brag to her friends all the time about how great this man was because they had a lot of sex and all of that. But, you know, he's even overweight and he works all the time. She said that was an airheaded thing for her to think because that is definitely not the case. This man is less than handsome. She calls him. He's got a big belly and she would never think that he would step out on her. But at the top of the year, at the beginning of the year, he started talking in his sleep and calling out other women's names. And one of the names he called out was Pretty Yellow Booty. That's not her. He doesn't call her that. She's still listening for her name. The next night, she waited until he went to sleep. He called another woman's name. When she finally asked him about it, he said, these are women that are in porn movies. And she said, women in porn don't have names. So they have a problem here. She wants to know, is he cheating? Could he be a cheater? Is it normal to watch porn like that? Or should she just pop up at his job at the hospital and see what he's up to? Junior?
This is the wrong title for this letter, Shirley.
What should it be, Junior?
Name this letter should have been a lot of. Because there's a lot of it sitting here. Just gonna go with a lot of. I mean, it's a lot of listening going on in this letter.
Uh-huh.
It's a lot of watching going on in this letter. It's a lot of guessing going on in this letter. It's a lot of aggression, a lot of speed, a lot of passing out in this letter. It's a lot of talking. I don't even know why is he talking. How does this sound when you lay it up there? And he just in the bed. Just, go ahead, Kelsey, feed me that sound. Yeah. Pretty yellow booty. Patrice. Going to rub that stomach. Just up here just talking the whole time. He just saying everything. La, 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 Leah. Sleeping. Just in here, just having him a good time in his sleep. La, 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 Leah. Yeah. I mean, why in the world do you think he's not doing it? He's telling you. I'm telling you right now, number one rule men know in a relationship, hey, don't say nobody's name but yours. That's the rule. Don't say nobody else's. I don't care.
Period.
Why would you think he's not? He's a captain at the hospital. It ain't a lot happening for captains. Now, maybe doctors and nurses, yes. But captains got a lot of free time. Yes.
They moving around.
They moving around.
They on the floor.
He on the third floor. Just where he meeting these names at? Then he get home with you. He don't even care. He just up there just sleeping. You know he said he was a little heavy fat, but you so said you snoring. Said he was fat. You know he's snoring. Oh, Shirley. Carl, I'm gonna call you by 3:30. He just that's all he's doing. Of course he has these women. Wow. What else is he doing?
Yeah.
I mean, and then come on now. I mean, I don't even care. The porn thing ain't even important to me. That's not it's the name calling that he got trouble with.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, man. He don't even take no earbuds and put him in your ear so you can use something else to listen to. Because he just talking. Yeah, it's a hit.
Filling all the things.
Man, don't even know what to tell you about this other than the fact. Is he cheating? Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Do you think they patients at the hospital? Do you think that's who it is? Who
he
you
probably
think it
is? All up in them rooms, just in there, just visiting. Just he going there just visiting. Hey, how you doing this evening? I saw you coming in. How that abdominal pain doing? Okay.
Oh, Lord.
Go on here and see if we can work some of this abdominal pain. He probably is, Tommy. I mean, he in there.
Ew.
He up in there. Sprained ankle, huh? Okay, now. We can still get something in with that sprained ankle. Captain up here. You know, I'm a captain. I get free food out of the cafeteria. I'm telling you. Look
at me. I got stripes.
I got stripes on me. Yeah. Of course he's cheating. Man, I don't know what she's thinking.
You know what? I didn't think that when you went to sleep and you talked in your sleep that you said anything of any significance. Like, you know, you don't tell on yourself. You just talk about stuff, you know?
Well, Shirley talks in her sleep. I've been around Shirley when she falls asleep and she's talking. It's so annoying. It's like, Shirley, what are you over there talking about? She be having a full-blown conversation. Yeah.
But not this, though. Now, you know, my stuff is crazy. That's what everybody tells me. You don't usually tell on yourself when you talk in your sleep.
My wife would sleep at one time.
Oh, sorry. Too much oversharing.
Yeah.
My wife would sleep one time and just giggling and laughing and chuckling. Uh-huh. I woke up. I say, who the hell are you laughing at?
You can't even laugh.
Who in her sleep just laughing her butt off. I woke up. I say, who you laughing at, Jackie? And I want to know who it is. Who is it? What's going on? I say, you laughing at somebody. And I know it's a man.
Yeah, he up there with the patient, Tommy. He just in that hospital, just sleep up there at the house, just talking. Just go and put your oxygen on me. Go ahead and give me some.
You got that gown open in the back, don't you?
Yeah, he just up there asleep. Just show me your x-rays. Come on, Benita, show me your x-rays.
Benita.
Is he talking to
you? Yeah. Lady, hit that button, lay that bed down flat.
Tell us what he's doing.
All right, guys. Thank you. Please leave your comments on today's Strawberry Letter on Instagram at Steve Harvey FM and check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand. Now, coming up next, it is Sports Talk with Junior right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for Junior and Sports Talk. What you got, Junior?
What we got? Man, LeBron James, all-time NBA lead scorer, did it last night, knocked the 36 points short with the 38, man, against the Oklahoma City Thunder. I'm talking about, this is probably one of the biggest sports moments I've seen in my entire life, man.
I cried.
I mean, man, it was just like the fadeaway was just like it was perfect, man. The shot.
It was perfect.
The all net. And then I knew it. I mean, even the half talks he had with his sons, man, about y'all think I should just go ahead and go get it, Dad. Just go and go
that
get it.
That was sweet.
That's it. Would y'all eight a quarter? Yeah, Dad, go ahead and do it, man. That was a real moment that he had with his son. But the speech, though, that he gave, man, y'all take a listen to his speech after he broke the record.
I just want to say thank you to the Laker faithful. You guys are one of a kind. To be able to be in the presence of such a legend and great as Kareem, it means so much to me. It's very humbling. Please give a standing ovation to the captain, please. To my beautiful wife, my daughter, my two boys, my friends, my boys, my family, my mother, all my, man, everybody that's ever been a part of this run with me the last 20 years, 20 plus years. I just want to say I thank you so much because I wouldn't be me without y'all. All y'all help, all y'all passion, all y'all sacrifices helped me get to this point. And to the NBA, to Adam Silver, to the late, great David Stern, I thank you guys so much for allowing me to be a part of something I've always dreamed about. And I would never, ever in a million years dreamt this even better than what it is tonight. So, man, thank you guys.
That's how you do it. Drop yeah. that F-bomb right there. That's how you do it.
Man, Jay-Z was there. Everybody was there to see this man break this record, man. That was really great, man. His view. And you could tell the stress that LeBron actually had let go after breaking that record, man. Because you got to think, man.
Oh, to hell with the game after that.
I just found out the Lakers lost this morning. Because I said it was too straight. All right, 133 to 130. Oh, no, okay, I'm a one then. But we didn't even get it.
He was very emotional. He was.
Congratulations, LeBron James.
You got to give it up to Kareem. Though, man, he was a beast for a long time.
Yeah, man.
And that's without three pointers, baby. That's 2-point sky hooks. He was a beast. So you gotta bow down to him.
So congratulations, LeBron James. We want to say thank you, man, for giving us a show. We all witnessed it. I know that we witnessed.
Oh yeah. Yeah. All right, Junior. Thank you. Congratulations. And we will be back with more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show at the top of the hour right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, guys, so these questions are from SteveHarveyFM.com. This one's from JR in Texas. JR says, I had planned something special for my wife for Valentine's Day, and I told her mother about it, and she said it's a dumb idea. I planned to take our three children to a play at our church on Valentine's night so my wife could be alone and have peace and quiet. My mother-in-law said that's a great idea for a Saturday, but not for Valentine's Day. I thought a quiet evening alone and a bubble bath would be great. Oh, I have to come up with something else, but here's my problem. My kids are excited about going to the play, so do I invite my wife to go with us and tell her that me and her can do something special next weekend?
No, fool. Your wife don't want to go to no damn play. I'd have been at every play they got. Your wife do not want to go to no play on no Valentine's night. Who no. would do that at? No. Right. I don't care what y'all going to see. This your wife's uh-huh. night. You show her some love. And don't nobody want to stay at home in the bathtub by themselves and then wait to look like a prune yeah. when they get out of there. Who want to do that? This supposed to be a lover's night. You're supposed to be showing her some love. You're supposed to take her out to dinner, wine and dine, then come home and romance your lady. And you with these damn kids. It's a school night, too. These kids need to go to bed on Tuesday.
Yeah. But they're all excited now, so we can't burst their
bubble,
too. Well,
I'm sorry. What, how long to play in time? We can go see the play on the weekend. What?
I can't even believe that he did this, you know? That's great. Yeah.
He mixed it up. That was a good idea for, like, Mother's Day.
Yes.
To be alone away from your kids.
Yeah, with the bubble bath.
Uh-huh. He messed up the holiday. Yeah.
You need to get your holidays together then. That's not what they do on you're supposed to be in the tub with her on Valentine's.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, come on, newlywed. Come on, newlywed. First Valentine's Day together.
Even I knew this was stupid. That's what's so shocking. even I ain't even had mine yet and knew this. I better show up on Valentine's Day. It just can't be her at the house and we out. That, why would you even think that was a great idea?
Yeah.
How can you be just somewhere with your kids clapping? Because that's all you do with plays. Just be... And your wife is in the tub. No, man, if you don't figure out how to come in there and turn that Luther on and get that something going in
come
here.
Come on.
No, man, what did you
do? Your wife in the tub and these kids out there watching your arms too short to box with God. This don't make no sense.
This don't make no sense.
All right. I think you got the message, guys. Thank you. Here's another one from Malika in Virginia. Malika says, I'm dating a werewolf. All right. I'm dating a werewolf. He won't trim any of the hair on his body. There's hair all over the carpet and all in his shower. I got in the shower with him to help shave his back when we first started dating, but that was 2 years ago. So imagine how unruly it looks now. This may be a deal breaker because I'm sick of his prickly hugs. He says it's painful to shave, and I guess it can be, but what are the alternatives? Should I ask him to wax it?
Ooh, you got a bear on your hands. This is a lot.
Yeah.
You got a bear. You know what? Hmm. Waxing hurts. So
yes, it's very painful.
That's painful.
Uh-huh.
Don't do them like that. But now listen.
He got to do laser hair.
You get you a good funky can of that magic shade, though. You get you a good funky can of that. Remember that? And rub. I know. I don't think it stinks anymore, though. To be honest with you, I don't think it smells anymore. You get all that on that whole back, magic shade that back, and then and I think you're supposed to let it sit on for what, about 5 minutes, and then we get in the shower, we get that off. We're gonna have to magic shave his whole body to get him the way you want him. Huh. What? Yeah. He gonna look like a baby when we get through now, cause he ain't gonna have no hair when we get through with it. So you gonna have to protect what you want.
That's a girl. Tom, you said magic shave. Now we actually know somebody who actually used Nair. So you can just Nair him. That's what you need to do. Nair him.
Hair removal.
Nair is good.
Yeah, so that's what you can do. You can do that. You ain't got to shave or get waxed. It's just
not. Okay. But you can't shave. You ain't got that many razors. The amount of hair we talking about, we ain't got enough razors for all that. That's too much. Uh-huh. Way too much.
All right, guys. Hopefully you helped him. Hopefully you did. All right, coming up in 20 minutes. coming up in 20 minutes after the hour, we'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Well, here we go again with this. Fans of the big game have talked about initiating a new holiday called Super Bowl Monday. For years, they've been talking about it. And many fans think they shouldn't have to go to work on the Monday after the big game. Well, a couple of state senators in Tennessee feel the same way, and they recently proposed a bill to actually make Super Bowl Monday a holiday. What? Yeah. The senators want to trade in Columbus Day for the Super Bowl Monday holiday. And interesting.
Yeah.
I'm not coming Monday after Super Bowl anyway, so I don't care if they make it a holiday or not. I'm not going to come up in here fooling with y'all on Monday after I've been up all night. I'm not. What?
Are you having a party, right? You're having a big party?
Yes. I done bought 800 wings. Yes, I'm throwing a party. Yes, I am. Why would I watch and have a big game and a party at my house that ain't going to end at 2 o'clock and try to come up in here and fool with y'all?
Excuse me. The game will be over before 2 a.m. Are you crazy?
Yeah.
But them people ain't leaving, and you know I can't go to bed without my house being clean. So I'm going to be up getting my house back together. I can't do it. I can't. I'm sorry.
You can't sleep.
I can't sleep with a dish in the sink or some trash out anywhere. We getting all this out. I'm sorry. I'm not going to be here on no Monday. Y'all can get that up.
It's almost routine with you.
You know, I'm doing a little better, but I just don't agree with the people that decided what the weekend was going to be. Monday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, that's it.
Be quiet, trifling.
All right, we'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show coming up at 33 minutes after the hour. We'll do a round of Would You Rather right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for a round of Would You Rather. Let's jump right into it. Would you rather wear the same underwear for a month, or would you rather use the same toothbrush for 2 years?
That toothbrush. I can make that toothbrush work, but them drawers, I'm not finna wear them drawers like that. You're not finna do that to me with them drawers. Oh no, partner.
No. 28 days, Tommy. They standing up on their own. They just funky.
Yes. That's got to go in the trash.
All right, but that toothbrush though. All right.
How long are you supposed to keep a toothbrush?
What is
6 months you're supposed to change the tip?
3 months or something. Yeah, not three. I think three. Yeah.
3 months? Mm. Ooh, I've been wearing mine out then. I didn't go in 6 months with mine. I'm sorry.
That poor brush. That poor toothbrush.
I didn't wear it out.
That's when you get your teeth cleaned.
Yes.
That's you know the average every 6 months.
You know when the bristles point in every direction but up, that's when you...
Yeah, that's when it's time.
That's it. All right, guys. Would you rather be 4 inches taller or have abs like LeBron James?
Man, to hell with LeBron. I'm moving on up, partner.
You tell him, show it.
Moving on up. What about you, Joe?
I'm going with the abs. I need them.
Hey. Oh, what? Okay.
Yeah,
you're going to keep your same height. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. I see my stomach. Right.
I'm 55. It's too late for them abs. I'm through with them. They are so overrated at this point. I'm done.
Would you rather kiss your wife with morning breath or cigar breath?
B.
You rather kiss your wife with cigar breath?
Cigar, yeah. Yeah.
Morning breath.
That's the woo.
Me and my wife, morning. I'm out closed.
We got a rule around here. We gets up and gets to that brush. We gets to this brush.
Your 6-month-old toothbrush.
Yes.
Let's get to this.
Or 2 years. It could be 2 years.
Yeah. That's all right. Let's get to this brush. All this talking, as soon as we get up, that's why I be tripping on people in the movies. They just wake up talking. Y'all just talking.
Because that's the movie. Just woke up, you know how they do
be kissing each other dead in the mouth. I wish you would.
All right. Would you rather your ex is on the front row of your show? You guys are both performers. Your ex is on the front row of your show, or you perform barefoot? Would you rather?
I'm out here like Eric Benet every single time. I seen Eric do it. Eric kill him out there with no shoes on. I'm not pretty long.
Boy, they gonna be looking at that thing. Ooh, Tommy got a nice pedicure up there. Look at him. Look at a nice pedicure.
So both of you are barefoot. Okay.
Barefoot. My ex on the front row, so I could be heckled by her the whole time. No.
We will walk on nails barefoot.
Wow. All right, that's today's round of Would You Rather. Thank you, guys. We'll be back at 49 minutes after the hour with our last break of the day, and we'll close out the show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
All right, guys, here we are. Last break of the day.
Hump day.
Oh, it's been a great Wednesday. We made an announcement today. You better ask somebody up in here.
Congratulations, nephew. What was that announcement?
Lifetime movie called Pride coming out Easter weekend, starring the beautiful Stephanie Mills, beautiful young lady named Kia King, and oh my God, the antagonist of the show, Thomas, nephew Tommy Miles.
Yes. Nephew.
All I can say is, won't he do it?
Yes, he will. Won't
he
will.
Do it.
That
oh
is so
God.
Amazing, Tommy. That is really amazing. Man. So you are starring in a movie, Lifetime movie. How you feel, superstar? Let's go.
I feel good all over.
You better do some Stephanie Mills. You learn to respect.
Power of love.
Yes.
And you know what? She was so easy to work with. She was so down home. She was just
I love her.
Such a beautiful lady. I would hope and y'all I'm throwing this out on the air from these producers here. If we could interview the beautiful Stephanie Mills, I would be so grateful if y'all could bring her on the show and talk to her about Pride, because I promise you, she is. Well, y'all already know she's all that. She's all that.
Yes, absolutely.
She's a legend, legendary actress, legendary singer. Two hearts. Oh, let me get my Stephanie Mills. Let me order me Stephanie Mills.
Download, baby. And Steve is a fan as well. So that could very well happen.
Let me tell you the quick story that I told her. I think it just blew her away. When I was 8 years old, my mama dropped me off at the music hall in Houston, Texas. She was dropping me off to my godparents to go see my first play. I'd never been to a play, right? And she's dropping me off to my godparents. But back then, if you weren't on time, when those doors closed, you really couldn't get into the theater.
And
I'm crying. I got my little suit on, and my mama holding my hand, and we about to walk back to the car and go home. And my godfather runs out and say, "Come on, come on, the usher gonna let us in." And then, and Stephanie Mills says, "Oh my God, so you got to get in to a show? What was your show?" I say, "It was The Wiz, and it was you." I say, "And here we are now together." I said, "You don't understand what this means to me."
Yeah. Did you start crying, Tommy?
Yes, I had to walk away from him.
Oh, that's awesome. What a great story.
That's a great story. Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
That really is. That really is. Well, listen, we got to say that Steve will be back tomorrow. And listen, listen, this is very important. Vice President Kamala Harris will join us for a post-State of the Union interview with Steve.
Nice. Okay.
You don't want to miss that. Yes.
I better not say nothing.
No, I think we all need to hush.
Yeah, that's best.
Yeah, it's going to be a very, very exciting show. Yes.
Tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. Eastern, 6 Central, Vice President Kamala Harris on the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
That is big. That is big.
And you get to listen to this for free. It's not $900. It ain't $1,000. It ain't $1,600. You get to listen to it for free. The same call is still, but the Beyonce thing still. I'm still not the ticket price. I'm still not. I'm not there yet.
Can I ask you a question, Tommy?
Yeah, go ahead.
You said your wife. You got tickets for your wife to go see Beyonce. Did you get the tickets already?
I ain't bought no tickets. I told my wife she's gonna have to start cutting some yards by going to this hill. She's gonna have to cut some yards
and save her money.
Yeah, you got to save this money.
Get another job.
If you cut about 13 of these yards in the neighborhood, you might be able to raise a little money for this hill. I just can't see it.
Because I was asking because as your work wife,
Be real with you, just being honest. That Jack and Miles working on a suite. She gonna have a suite at that doggone concert. Trust me.
Oh, then I'm gonna be right there with her. Sister wives.
And I asked, I said, "How many people fit in the suite?" She said, 22, and they all better bring their money. We gonna divide 22 into this and this.
Okay, I ain't mad at it. Woo.
That's gonna be great, yeah.
Everybody's just not gonna see B on this one. Okay, we're just going in. Everybody's not going to make the Renaissance tour.
You're back on that.
Yeah, because some people in denial.
Because if the ticket's more than your car note, what we going for? What we doing?
I know that's right.
Where's our priorities? We just not going to see B.
Yeah.
Maybe this should be like pay-per-view or something. Maybe it need to be
it
that.
It should.
This is,
Yeah.
$100
a
house.
So everyone can see it.
Well, we saw Coachella when she did that.
Yeah, we did.
No, Netflix. Was it on Netflix? I forgot, but it was on TV.
Was on Netflix.
I think it was on something like that. Yeah. But I remember watching it.
You know who else is not going to go, Carla? They not just going to... We're not having y'all coming to the concert. I'm talking about anybody that was fighting on Spirit Airlines. You're not going. You got a case there at Spirit. That's by 20,000 right there. We got 20,000 off the list.
That's your bail money. That's your bond.
Not doing this. You're not going to do it.
Okay, so let's go down the list, Junior. If you live with your parents...
Yeah.
Can't go.
You can't go. If your outfit ain't the same price as the ticket price, why is you going? Ticket $700. You ain't hearing $200. What does that look like?
There you
just
have
not
it.
Going.
He will be
just
back
not doing.
Tomorrow. Go ahead, Donnie.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's it for today. In the words of my Uncle Steve, talk to God. He would love to hear from you. Until tomorrow. Peace.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Life is full of unexpected moments, from car repairs to vet bills. Aspire Credit Card is there for you. The Aspire Cashback Rewards Card empowers you to manage everyday needs and surprises while rewarding you with 3% cashback rewards on gas, groceries, and utilities, plus 1% on all other eligible purchases. Worried about your credit? With Aspire, less than perfect credit is okay. And you can see if you pre-qualify without affecting your credit score. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify. Accepted at your favorite stores where you use MasterCard. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify today. Build, grow, aspire.
The wait is over. The Chi is back on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/TheShot to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.